to new season four, the Going Great Guns podcast. It's a podcast where we just chat about all things Arsenal and football related, really. Obviously, as I say, it's the Going Great Guns podcast, so it's mainly based on Arsenal, but we will chat about all things football. So we're in the second week of the season. It's been a really good start for Arsenal so far. The first game against Crystal Palace was a little bit dodgy, a little bit tricky. It was one of those ones where I think there was a lot of pressure because of what happened the season before, obviously, with Brentford. I think that transmitted to the team a little bit. We started off well, and then I think once we got the goals, the first goal, it became a little bit of a, like, we hold what we've got almost. You know, we didn't. Because we were playing from, away from home as well, and it was a couple of new signings, and it was a little bit, it just felt like it was a little bit of tension, a little bit of apprehension in the team. But they rode it, and they got through with the 2-0 win, which set us up beautifully for obviously what happened on the weekend just gone against Leicester, which I was at, and it was the first game in a long time that I've been to. I was at Wolves at home and Leicester at home last year as well, but this one felt different. You could the crowd started filling into the ground a lot earlier than normal. Normally, you know, you get a lot of late strainers, or they come in just as kicking off is happening, but that wasn't the case this time. It felt almost like a European night. The guys walking around the stadium handing out the flags, because we was at the front row on the clock end. We got given a flag to wave around. My boy with me. It's the first time he's been to a opening home league game, so he enjoyed that. But yeah, you could just tell the atmosphere was totally different. Everyone was buzzing, and we were sat right close to the Ashburton Army. They just don't stop singing all game long. And you could see that when the players come out, they were, and Mikel Arteta said it before, they play in front of their fans. They're enjoying playing in front of the fans again at last, and the fans are enjoying watching them play. You know, it's always been a double-edged sword. And it feels like a sense of unity, and maybe some of the All or Nothing documentary, which I was sceptical about. I mean, we laughed at the Spurs one, but I think with this one, you could really see what it is that Arteta has had to deal with a lot more probably than what Mourinho, you know, on previous ones, or even Pep. Maybe I'm looking at it through Arsenal glasses, I don't know. But, you know, it hasn't changed my opinion of Arteta in as much as I thought he was the right man, partly because when the manager is in charge of the club, unless he's doing absolutely horrendously, then he's the right man for the club, and you back him until you can't back him anymore. You know, and I actually think that I've been able, you know, genuine supporters can see where Arteta was going and taking this club forward. And if your opinion changed because of All or Nothing, you know, like you turn around and went, oh my God, he does this, does that, then you obviously didn't know if you about football in the first place, because he's not just walking in every day and going and saying, oh, you go and kick a ball around. You know, he's obviously got a plan, he's trying to work it, and going with this young squad, there's a reason for that. They'll apply a ball, they'll bend their will to the way that he wants them to be, and also they're hungry, they're young, and they want to get going, right? So back to the Leicester game, the difference it had having a striker that was willing to run behind, as soon as the midfielders had the ball, or make himself a nuisance in channels and against other defenders. It's so much different. I mean, Lacazette, towards the end especially, was dropping so deep, he didn't want to put the work in the top end of the pitch. We were rudderless, but we didn't have a point. We didn't have a point of attack. We didn't have a focus point because he wanted to go up so deep. And the other guys around him didn't know where to be. Now, and as it will come more and more as the season goes on, they're really used to playing with Jesus up front, they'll know, the midfielders, even the defenders, will know they've got a player that's willing to start to make the run before they've even picked the ball up. I mean, he's anticipating. And once that starts to click, you'll see an even a greater output from him. Right? And we've also got defenders now that want to defend, that enjoy defending, and You know, we've seen on the video, again, or nothing, but Aaron Ramsdale hates conceding goals. Doesn't, even if we win 4-2 like we did against Leicester, he will hate the fact we conceded two, and so do the other defenders, and that's what we... It's not, well, what can we do? They hate it. They want to make sure they're keeping clean sheets. And going back to the atmosphere, the William Saliba, you know, when the own goal went in, everyone around us knew it. There was nothing else he could do. He was trying to get to the ball. He was trying to divert it. He was unlucky. And everyone, it wasn't a wild hack at the ball, or it wasn't a, it's come off the back of his head while the goalkeeper's cleared it or whatever. It was, he was trying to do his job and it just happened to go into the goal. But what happened after that, every time he got the touch of the ball, we cheered. The Arsenal supporters, the Emirates, just cheered and clapped and supported him. And you could see him lift. You could visibly see him lift himself back up again and get back into the swing of it. And I've never seen or heard quite that level. I mean, maybe, you know, you get the old, come on, head up, son, let me go. But the whole stadium cheering and clapping him. It was an experience. And it must have been amazing for him on the pitch to feel that. And all this is going around while we're, like I said, are we even fully where we want to be as a club in terms of player recruitment this year? The Arsenal fans singing he wants to wear red as Yuri Tielemans was taken off. Is that a deal that's still going to happen on deadline day? But it's all starting to gel. It's all starting to click, and it's really exciting times for Arsenal Football Club at the moment if we keep this momentum going. And talking about momentum, Martin Odegaard, or as I now have christened him, Metronome Odegaard, because that's what he is. He just sits there in the middle of the pitch and he makes sure we all just stick around. He might not get you 15 goals a season, 10 goals a season even, but he'll provide a lot more than that, and he'll just make sure that we keep the ball. And if we keep the ball, we don't concede goals as much as we did before. And that's part of the problem we had before, was we gave the ball away too softly, and that just invites pressure on. So, yeah, I think a really good performance from him on Saturday. Xhaka, I thought, was underrated. I've been like that with him. You know, I think most Arsenal fans have. But I thought he was superb on Saturday against Leicester. It's hard to say. It's weird to say it this time. It's been a long time being said. But you'd rather be asked as Man United or Liverpool at the moment, who are struggling. You know, they've made changes to their squads. Obviously, Man United have made changes to the management team, and look where they are. I'm not saying Liverpool are going to stay down there. I'm not even saying United will. But it doesn't help we've had that bad start. We know we've had it last year. And in this league, when you've got a Man City piling the pressure on, you don't get much chance to come back from that. So we're in a much healthier, much better place than we were last year, and we'll take that. And that's looking forward. That's all you can do, because now what happens is, instead of thinking, oh, we've got a game at the weekend, or oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a cup match to get away from the league, we're now looking forward. We want to play Brighton. We can't wait. It's a shame it's a 5:30 kickoff in a way, because we want it early doors again. The 3:00 kickoff is lovely. But there we are. Obviously, just a really short, quick video to say hi again. We're back in action this year. If you want to find us, we've got the @GoingGreatGuns Twitter feed. I'm at Armchair Guna. Drop me a DM if you want to join in. I'd love to have much more content from not just Arsenal fans, but from football fans all over. I really want to get a discussion panel going this time around. But thanks for joining, thanks for watching, and roll on this weekend.